Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Demand for children. Sex tourists are individuals who enter sexually exploitative relationships with local women, men, and/or children while traveling for leisure purposes. O'Connell Davidson, 1996, page 5. Pedophiles and preferential child abusers often elect to do business in a foreign country to have easy access to their sexual interests at a low cost and in comparative safety. O'Connell Davidson, 1996, page 5. Although most sex tourists are heterosexual men, some sex tourists are female. The age range of the sex tourists are from 18 to 80. In many resort areas, sex tourists represent the major source of demands for prostitution. The selection of a destination is based exclusively on the knowledge that they will have sexual access to children relatively cheaply, easily, and safely. Many sex tourists have very specific, radicalized, sexual fantasies. They travel to secure cheap, easy, and/or safe sexual access to Oriental, Asian, Black, or Latino women, men, and/or children. The sexual exploitation of local people is the central focus of their holiday in just the same way that skiing is the primary leisure activity pursued by those who take skiing holidays. O'Connell Davidson, 1996, 5. A 1985 study estimates that between 70 and 80% of the men who visited Thailand were from Asia, Australia, Japan, the United States, and Western Europe. Chan, Singh, and Mikula, 1993. They traveled to Thailand expressly for sexual entertainment. Britain is a demand country for child sex tourism, and ECPAT identifies Britain as the fourth largest group of foreign sex tourists. Barrett, 1998, 11. Barrett also informs us that there is some local demand from Africa, South and Latin America, and Eastern Europe, but a major contributory factor in the growth of this exploitation is the increasing number of visitors from Europe, Australia, Japan, and North America. Demand from more affluent consumers can act to legitimize commercial child sex abuse in some countries and increase the profit margins of those involved in procuring and selling the children involved. Barrett, 1998, 11. In the Dominican Republic, sex tourists include heterosexual and homosexual men and women of different nationalities, social classes, ages, marital status, and race. The vast majority, however, are white heterosexual males. Davidson and Taylor, 1995, 15. Not every sex tourist is interested in children. However, a UNICEF survey found that child prostitutes in the cities of Santo Domingo and Santiago, Dominican Republic, reported between 20 and 30% of their clients to be tourists, while in tourist areas between 60%, Sousa, and 80%, Boca Chica, of clients were tourists. Davidson and Taylor, 1995, 15. Doing the math on these statistics, Davidson and Taylor determined that 500 underage prostitutes work in Boca Chica, each turning an average of 2 tricks a week. This would mean that children in Boca Chica turned a weekly total of 1,000 tricks, 80% were purchased by tourists. Annually, this means that tourists enter into some 41,600 sexual transactions with underage prostitutes in Boca Chica. Davidson and Taylor, 1995, 16. The demand is for children under the age of 12, or even 10, Wallace, 1994. The buyers believe that sex with children will give them longevity. It is also a belief that younger children will reduce the risk of AIDS, Robinson, L., 1993, page 3. Some perpetrators believe that sex with a virgin or a child cures venereal disease. Many pimps represent their child prostitutes as virgins, Clothen, 1994. Some perpetrators operate under the mistaken belief that sex with a child leads to male longevity, Herman and Jupp, 1988, 144-134. Deflowering a virgin is said to increase virility, Robinson, L., 1993, page 2. Girls and boys as young as 8 years old are purchased for their sexual services. Merkinson, 1997-98, page 3. The Economist reports that child prostitutes are visited by 10-12 million men every week. Fighting Child Sex, 1996, page 2. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. This is a multiple part series. Read previous articles below. Introduction. eTurboNews.com. Part 1. eTurboNews.com. Part 2. eTurboNews.com. Stay tuned for Article 4. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.